All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. No comments or disruptions from the audience will be tolerated. The person or persons causing the disruption may be asked to leave the Commission hearing room. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. And you may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item on the agenda is review and action, March 2019 minutes. Any additions or corrections? Hearing none, would anyone entertain a motion to approve the minutes?
As presented. Motion to approve the minutes, as presented.
Motion on the floor, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, minutes are approved. Next item, public hearing and final vote. And before we get to the first item, our first application, I'd like to have a discussion on imposing a five-minute limit.
I'll make that motion to limit the speaker to 5 minutes per person.
Okay, we've got a motion on the floor.
Question, would that be not parties to the case or every party?
Less the applicants?
Less the applicants, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I will second that motion.
Got a motion and second. Any further discussion?
We want to hear from everyone, but we would like to maintain some kind of control, and that way maybe everybody can not go over the same thing multiple times. That's what we're trying to control.
Okay. We've got a motion, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. First item up this evening is Meyer Land Development, proposed amendment to master plan for Whisper Cove.
Meyer Land Development, LLC, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to amend the master plan to allow nightly rentals in the Whisper Cove development, Branson, Missouri. The property will be served by the City of Branson for sewer and water through the Missouri American Water Company. On May 15, 2016, the Taney County Planning Commission approved a request by Meyer Land, LLC, to develop a multi-use development on 56 acres to consist of 12 estate lots, 130 townhomes, 192 condo units, dry dock storage, a chapel, and a clubhouse. That was Division 3 Permit 0626. The revised plan would be for 96 condo units, 120-room lodge, 20 townhomes, 59 other townhomes, 10 twin homes in addition to a pool, chapel, and dry dock boat storage. The total number of units would be reduced from 334 to 327. This project received a total score of 24 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. And in your packet, you saw all the properties in question, which I've highlighted here. Then a submittal of the plan, which you guys had. Of course, if anybody had any changes to the staff recommendations to the decision of record, if not, I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening, Gail.
Thank you. You have lots of friends tonight. So I was planning on speaking in front of about 10 people, so if I'm nervous, I apologize. I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to clarify this Division 3 permit. So the property is a unique piece of property, has great potential for a tourism focus because it's the location and the proximity on the lake. It has over 2,000 feet of shoreline on Table Rock. It's on Branson City Sewers. You heard there's a lease with the Corps of Engineers, and access is off the county road of Santa Fe, which is off State Highway 265. And I think Scott said 2016, but the Division 3 was actually done in 2006 when we presented this property for the original Division 3. And at that time, Scott has done a great job of going back and listening to the audio, We talked about nightly rental, timeshare, condominiums, townhomes, single-family residences, and some others. In addition, everybody knew that we were in the hotel business, and it was our core business. So in some cases, we're way ahead of the curve, and probably because of we're deeply ingrained in tourism and the lodging business, which is our core and have been for 50 years. You know, over the years, we've had continuing discussion with the county about possibility as we've thought about future improvements. And three times we've been told that we had the abilities to do what we wanted, up to and including timeshare, condominium, and nightly rentals by the county. All are indicated possible highest and best use potentials in the development. And actually, this information was used when we crafted the covenants and restrictions in the estate lots and on the townhomes. And they reflect that we took that area back from the nightly rental and restricted it in that area. So in his previous slide, the red is the estate lots and the townhomes. I have the gentleman who wrote those covenants here if we need to talk to him. But we took them back because the assumption and the information we had from the county is we had the ability. So some things have changed at the county level. And as we began the process of planning for the build-out of the lake amenities, there was some surprising discussion about whether we had the continued nightly rental ability. Did it survive the changes in the regulations? Were we grandfathered? And as opposed to having some much larger confusion or misunderstanding with the county, we agreed with the county planning representatives that we should work together to clarify and validate the ability for the nightly rentals in Whisper Cove. And we don't want any misunderstanding on either side as we move forward. It's been a good process. Our advisor working with county planning reps to understand the situation, seek a solution. So to that end, it's a large piece of property. We actually sent out a letter to the 7 residents in the townhomes. We built those townhomes and subsequently sold them to those folks. I've had 2 phone calls, and I reached out to several in the community, and we met with many of the residents on Saturday to answer their questions. And we've had good discussion and some good input. The property, as you heard, is currently approved for 334 domiciles, and we've changed that just slightly to better reflect the actual master plan. And generally, so far, we've followed that master plan. You know, I think there's some top-of-mind issues related to nightly rentals. Traffic, we actually are reducing the density slightly. And nightly rentals are not used 100% of the time, and it's probable that traffic will decrease as a result. Subdivision design, and as you know, the Division 3 permit does not get into detail of design, but we have used professionals to help us with the layout, the infrastructure, the land planning, and the proper permits and the architectural attributes, and that will continue. And community harmony, you know, today the existing townhomes have 21 pages of covenants and restrictions. The estate lots have 19 pages of restrictions, and the vision is that all the land areas will be highly restricted, including the lack of tolerance for noxious and offensive activities. And as you know, Taney County has put in some remedies to address the issues. So as a family, we currently have over 670 nightly rentals today in our core business, and we understand that they must operate in harmony. The current residents are a mix of permanent residents and absentee owners. And it is natural for that to happen in this area because of its proximity to Branson and the lake forest and vegetation. Those are mountain views and wildlife. You know, I think they would tell you that they live in harmony with their neighbors. Today, the 7 residents are comprised of 4 permanent residents and 3 that use townhomes as an infrequent basis in their leisure time. It has some similarities to a nightly rental model, and they do a good job of living in harmony. And then I guess I would add one last thing, and right there in the center is where I live. And, you know, no one wants to see it be a good, positive development for our community and for the county than I do. So my ask is that you will validate that we do have the nightly rental abilities and make the slight changes to the Division 3 as far as those abilities. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions now? Is there anyone in the audience opposed to this application that has signed up to speak? Okay. Why don't we tackle
let them
that
speak.
Part
sure.
first? So to this specific application, who's opposed that would like to start? Who would want to go first? You want to come on up? And then let us know your name, please. Okay.
My name is Kathleen Sortino, and I live on 175 Splendor View Road that you see there. We're in Whisper Cove, and I want to thank you for your time. Meyer Land Development is currently seeking the formal zoning approval to allow the nightly rentals in Whisper Cove development on Table Rock Lake, in which we are the owners. Splendor View is our covenants do not allow like timeshares or nightly rentals currently. We purchased our properties with that knowledge that our properties are in a safe and secure and private gated community. We have concerns about the devaluation of our properties due to the close proximity of nightly rentals that would be directly below us. Lodging, you know, if they put lodging or condos, which would increase the noise and a substantial amount of traffic that we have nothing of now, and they would be directly below our decks that we would hear. There also are high concerns around security. Like I said, we're in a privately gated community now. That's what we bought. Adding large numbers of vacationers could increase vandalism, threaten the safety of our privacy and of our residents, causing public nuisance and disintegrating the current peace and harmony that we do have in Whisper Cove on Splendor View. So in our conclusion with the folks that we've been talking to on our street, we vote against the zoning approval for nightly rentals, timeshares, lodging, hotels, and so forth, especially below us. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Sharon Nance, and 155 Splendor View Drive. You see the three buildings there. They're actually five now, and we're in the last unit on the left. My husband and I purchased our unit in December of 2012. As our permanent resident, we have no other homes. As Gail stated, 7 of the 10 units are currently occupied. 4 and soon to be 5 of those residents are permanent like we are, not weekenders. And I think back when, in 2006, when this was approved, there wasn't an Airbnb and a VRBO that we knew about. And we aren't against visitors. In fact, that's our environment down here. We love visitors. But we based our purchase on the advertising and the map that we had up earlier that indicated it was a gated, secure community. We knew that there would be development in the future, particularly down in a lodge area down further south, but the upper road up there is what was shown in the master plan as getting to the lodge area. So again, we purchased our units on Splendor View as a gated community. So it's my understanding that Meyer Land is asking for all future building to be nightly rentals. And that is what my husband and I are against, and I think most of our neighbors. If you go online, I have an ad that I pulled off a line from the realtor site for the other two buildings dated April 5th, a couple days ago. And it states that it's a gated community with architectural covenants and restrictions. Nightly rental is restricted here, so you'll find this location to be ideal for a quiet vacation retreat or full-time residence on Table Rock Lake. So it's currently being advertised as nightly rental is restricted. Now, for the folks that buy the two-end buildings, that's what they're thinking they're going to purchase. But the way I understand it, everything from Blue Lake and everything else could be nightly.